The Torah in Parashas Vayera tells us, Vayera, Ilov Hashem, Be'iloni Mamre, Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu after his bris milah. And the Medrash and Rashi explained that that is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's visiting Avraham Avinu as a chole, that Hashem came to Avraham levaker es hachole. Avraham Avinu was considered a chole from his circumcision, from his bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in order to visit him. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalid, Amud Aleph, derives from this episode a mitzvah to visit the sick, a mitzvah levaker es hachole, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevaker cholim, so too we should be mevaker cholim, and this mitzvah is codified in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simin Shin Lamid Hei. So I'd like to explore with you today three central questions on this mitzvah. Number one, the source for the mitzvah. Number two, the nature of the mitzvah. What type of mitzvah is this? How would we categorize this mitzvah? And number three, what are the scope and parameters of this mitzvah? In what cases does it apply? And in what cases might it not apply? So in terms of the source for the mitzvah, we have a couple of different options that are quoted in Gemaras and Rishonim. The first one in Sota Yadalat Amad Aleph that we referenced before is Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilichu. We are supposed to walk in the ways of Hashem. The Gemara asks, how are we supposed to follow Hashem? Isn't Hashem an Eish Ochlehu? Isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu a fiery presence? How are we supposed to follow in the ways of Hashem? So the Gemara explains that we're supposed to be Holich Bidrachav, we're supposed to follow the ways of Hashem, Dahainu, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in this world. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, so too we are to visit the sick. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead, so too we are supposed to bury the dead, etc., etc. So, based on that, the source for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim would be Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, or maybe the Pasuk V'Halachta Bidrachav, which the Sifrei quotes as the source for Bikur Cholim. There is another Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamid Amid Beis, which cites a pasuk from Parshas Yisro, and this is actually the source that the Bahag uses to count the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which is Vehodato Lohem es haderech yelchuva, that the nation should be notified of the path that it should take, the path by which it should walk. And we darshan over there, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, Es haderech zo gemilos chasadim. So the path is referring to acts of kindness. Yelchu ze bikur cholim. Walking, that refers to going to visit the sick. Bah zo kevura. It, that is a reference to burial. Ves hamaaseh ze hadin. Also need to adjudicate matters of judgment. Asher ya'asun zo lifnim mishuras hadin. That we should go above and beyond the letter of the law. So from that pasuk, ve'odat alohem es haderech yelchuva, we derive the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Now, the third possible source for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is that which the Rambam says in Shoresh Beis of his Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is included in the broader rubric of Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, that we are supposed to do acts of kindness for one another, we are supposed to love our friends as we love ourselves, do for them as we would do for ourselves, and therefore just as we would take care of ourselves, so too we are supposed to take care of the sick. Do these various approaches or options for the source of the mitzvah, do they impact our understanding of the categorizing or the nature of the mitzvah? So I quote to you an analysis of the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo. Rav Mordechai Shlomo Berman was Rosh Hashiva in Panovich. And in the Asher L'Shlomo, Chelek Moed, Simin Chav Dalid. So Rav Mordechai Shlomo Berman argues that we need to categorize the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on two planes. On two planes. On the one hand, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah of what we might call in Latin imitatio Dei, which means to follow the path of Hashem, v'halachta bidrachav. And in that sense, Rafi, this is actually a mitzvah bein adam lamakom, that a person in this world should act in the way of his creator. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevaker cholim, like we see in this week's parsha where he visits Avraham Avinu, so too we are to be mevaker cholim. The source for that mitzvah, the categorizing of mitzvah bikur cholim as a bein adam la'makom, where a person acts as Hashem would act in this world, that source would be v'halachta bidrachav, or v'hodat Elohim es haderech yelchuva, the way, the path that we are supposed to take in this world, supposed to be the path of Hashem. So from that vantage point, we would categorize the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim as lihidamos labore, that one should liken himself to the path of Hashem. However, there's another din, which is perhaps the more intuitive din, which is that Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah bein Adam lachavero, a mitzvah by which a person provides for another person in this world an act of gemilos chesed. From that perspective, we might categorize the mitzvah, as the Rambam does, under the source of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, where we are enjoined to do acts of kindness for one another. Now, from that perspective, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, it's a mitzvah pratis, it's a particular mitzvah, only on the Dirabanan level. Meaning to say as follows, on the Deoraisa level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us two things. On the Deoraisa level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us two things, and they're both din klali. They're both broad rubrics. What Hashem is telling us is, number one, I want you to act like me in this world. And number two, I want you to do good for other people. And also, on the Derabanan level, on the rabbinic plane, so Chazal came and told us specific ways in which we are to fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilos Chasadim. One of those is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So the specific act of Bikur Cholim is really only a mitzvah derabon. However, the kiyum of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a mitzvah de'oraisa, and the kiyum of ve'halachta bidrachav is also a mitzvah de'oraisa. Are there any nafkamina between these two categorizations of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? So interestingly, the Sefer Chavatzeles Hasharon points out that the issue of a gadol being mevaker ikotan, a person of greater stature visiting a person of lesser stature, may be related to this dichotomy. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis tells us that there is an obligation for a gadol to visit even someone who is of lesser stature. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Lamed Hei Seif Beis in Yeradeya codifies that lehalacha. Now, the Shita Mikubatzes over there, so he notes that this is not so pashut, this is not the most intuitive application, because when it comes to hashavas avida, when it comes to returning a lost object, so we say zakein ve'eino lefi chevodo, if you have an elderly person who it would be unbecoming of him to return the lost object, then he is exempt from the mitzvah of hashavas avida. So the fact that we don't say that for Bikur Cholim, but instead say gadol mevaker es hakatan, so that actually is, we need to teach that. That's a chiddush. How do we know that? So the Shita says, well, look at this week's parsha. Who comes to visit Avraham Avinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No greater case of gadol mevaker es hakatan than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim for a basar v'dam. No greater gadol mevaker es hakatan than that. Asks the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says like this. Pay careful attention to what the Gemara in Bava Metzia says. It says like this. Why does the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, "V'hodat Elohem es haderech yelchuva, v'esamaaseh asher yasu," why does it have to tell us explicitly? Why do we have to infer from it that we are obligated to bury the dead? Once the pasuk told us that we have to do gemilos chasadim, that we have to do acts of kindness, isn't burying the dead an act of kindness? So once it tells us gemilos chasadim, why does it also have to specify burying the dead? Kover es hamisim. The Gemara says, "Lo nitzecha ela lezakein ve'eno lefi chvodo." The only reason why the Gemara has to specify kivuras hames is because it's trying to tell us something extra that applies to kivuras hames that doesn't necessarily apply to all gemilas chasadim, which is that even zakein ve'eno lefi chvodo, even an elderly person who it's unbecoming of him to be involved in a burial, nonetheless he's obligated to bury the dead. Asks the Chafetz Chaim, if it's true that a person of greater stature must visit a person of lesser stature, gadol mevaker es hakatan. So hold on a second. That doesn't cohere very well with that Gemara. Because the Gemara points out that there's a mitzvah to be mevaker es hachule. And the Gemara does ask the same question about Bikur Cholim. It says, once we know that there's a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, so why do you have to specify bikur cholim? Isn't visiting the sick just an instantiation of gemilas chasadim? And it says, oh no, you know the reason why we have to tell you to be mevaker es hachule? To include even someone called Ben Gilo, who we'll return to in a few minutes. But the reason why we have to include Ben Gilo is because Ben Gilo, when he visits the sick, he contracts some of the sickness. He contracts 1/60th of the sickness. And the Gemara is telling us that despite the fact that he stands to lose a little bit when he does Bikur Cholim, he still needs to do the mitzvah. Frak the Chafetz Chaim, I don't understand. Why didn't the Gemara say that the Chiddush, the reason why you had to specify Bikur Cholim is because Gadol Mevaker Es HaKatan, that a person of greater stature has to visit the person of lesser stature, just like it said about Kvuras Hameis. Could have said the same thing about Bikur Cholim. Why did it say that for Kvuras Hameis, but not about Bikur Cholim? I thought I have an explicit Gemara in Adarim Lamentes, and an explicit case in Chumash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mevaker Es HaKatan, Gadol Mevaker Es HaKatan. So I could have said very easily that that is the Chiddush of Bikur Cholim. But the Gemara doesn't say that. What a kasha, the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chavatzeles HaSharon, Sefer Chavatzeles HaSharon, he suggests that perhaps when the Gemara is coming and applying Zakein Ve'inu Lefichvodo, when it's saying that the Chiddush is that an elderly person has to do the mitzvah even though it's unbecoming, it's saying that that applies even on the plane of a mitzvah bein adam lachaviro. When it comes to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, how do we know that a gadol's mevaker akatan? From the case of what? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avraham Avinu. What type of mitzvah is that? That's a mitzvah to follow in the way of Hashem. So fine, I could tell you that when you're following in the way of Hashem, then you put aside your stature as a human being. It doesn't matter whether you're a gadol or a katan. You have to follow in the way of Hashem. But who said when it comes to mitzvah bein adam lachaviro that we're going to put aside your stature? When it comes to hashavas havido, we don't put aside your stature. We say zakin veino lefichvodo is exempt. So says Chavatzeles HaSharon, when it comes to bikur cholim, we have to distinguish between the two planes. For the mitzvah bein adam lachaviro, inochinami, you wouldn't have been obligated if you were a gadol being mevaker es hakot. But when it comes to the mitzvah bein adam la'makom, to be misdameh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to follow in the way of Hashem regardless of your stature. So that would be a distinction between the two categories. Again, whether Gadol Mevaker Es HaKatan applies, Chavatzeles HaSharon is arguing that Gadol Mevaker Es HaKatan applies to the V'halachta B'drachav category, but not to the V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha category. So now let's turn our attention to the scope and parameters of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Amar Aleph tells us that Rabbi Akiva took care of the needs of one of his Talmidim who was very sick. And after taking care of the needs of the Talmid was healed. The Gemara then quotes Rav Dimi, who says that one who davens on behalf of a chole is considered to be Gorim Chayim, cause an extension of life to that chole. And one who refrains from davening for a chole does nothing. He neither extends the life, nor does he shorten the life. Just does nothing. He stands by the wayside. The Ramban, in his Sefer Torah Ha'adam in Shair HaMechosh, so he infers from this Gemara that there are three elements to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Element number one, Yasu lo hatzrochim hatzrichim lecholio. You need to provide for the physical needs of the sick. If the sick person needs something in his house, some medicine, something to be taken care of, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim tells us that we need to fulfill that need. Element number one. Number two, Yimtza nachas ruach im chaverav. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to give the chole a sense of peace and calm, a sense of uplifting after his visit. The Rambam in his Sefer Hanhagas Habrios, Rav Rimon quotes this Rambam as saying that one should say uplifting stories and chidushim to a chole when you visit the sick, because by doing so, you're going to uplift his spirits. And based on this, we can explain a couple of halachos that apply to Bikur Cholim. So Yoel, Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Hei Sif Ches, says you should not visit a chole if the chole is going to be embarrassed when you visit. if he has a certain stomach issue and he's going to be embarrassed if you're there, you should refrain from visiting him. Why? Why? So based on this element of the mitzvah, we can explain. Because the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to uplift the chole. If the chole is going to feel downtrodden, if he's going to feel brought down, so then that would be the antithesis of the mitzvah. And therefore you don't do it. Likewise, the discussion of Ben Gilo that we mentioned before. The Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Mebe, says that even Ben Gilo has to visit the sick. Despite the fact that Ben Gilo is going to contract 1/60th of the sickness by going. Who is this Ben Gilo? So the Ran Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tesa Mebe, explains that Ben Gilo is someone who is born with the same mazel, the same fortune as the chole. The person who's sick and the person who's visiting, the chole and the mevaker, they share the same gil, same fortune. What does that mean? Shita Mikubetzes quotes the Ritz Geus, who explains that what this means is that the two people are of the same teva and hanhaga. They have the same tone, the same type of personality. They get along. They have a chevreshaft. They get along one with another. Ben Gilo is someone who is particularly able to provide an uplifting of spirits for the chole, because he understands the chole. They're cut from the same cloth, so to speak. Now, despite the fact that for whatever reason that mevaker is going to contract some of the sickness, nonetheless, he's chayiv to go visit. Why? Because the ikar mechayiv of bikur cholim, according to the Ramban, is to uplift the spirits of the chole. This guy is particularly suited to do so. So he has a chiyuv despite the fact that he stands to lose. Element number two. Number three, says the Ramban, Yechavin daito lerachamim v'yevakesh alav. You should focus on gleaning compassion, garnering compassion for the chole, and you should be mevakesh alav. Jonathan, you should daven for the chole. Says the Ramban that this element of Bikur Cholim is Me'akev. And the Ramah in Yerideh Shin Lamed Hei Sif Dalet writes the same way. If you visit a chola, you go to the hospital, you go to someone's house, you stand by their bedside, you sit with them, you tell them uplifting stories, but you don't daven. You don't daven with them, or when you get back home, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Hei Sif Dalet writes that actually, based on the Gemara, that it's best not to visit the chole during the first or last 3 hours of the day. Why? What do we have against the first or last 3 hours of the day? In the first 3 hours of the day, the chole is going to seem he's going to seem like he has a lot of vitality. He's going to seem strong, like he's recovered from his sickness. So Yitz, you're going to be proud and not to daven for him, because you're going to say, the story's ended. He's good. He's better. He's coming back. And in the last 3 hours of the day, it's the exact opposite. He's going to seem so weak and frail. You're going to think he has no shot, he has no chance. It's not even worth it to daven for him. So says the Shulchan Aruch, don't visit him if that scenario is going to motivate you not to daven. Because you can't fulfill the mitzvah without davening. Now, Halacha L'maaseh, L'Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minog is that we visit the chole whenever it's good for the chole. So if it's the first 3 hours, the last 3 hours of the day, you can still visit the chole. However, we need to be careful that we always daven when visiting the chole. So we have three elements. Element number one, providing for the physical needs. Element number two, uplifting the spirits of the chole. Element number three, davening on behalf of the chole. What happens when we're only able to fulfill some of these parameters, but not all of them? So take the following case. What if you have someone who's a chole, who's already being taken care of? They have a nurse. They have an aide. What do you need to do? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Waldenberg, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Hei, Simen Gimel, Sif Gimel, Simen Gimel, Sif Beis, that nonetheless, you should still be mevaker that chole. Why? You're not going to be able to fulfill element number one or providing for the needs, but what about the other two? You'll be able to uplift the spirits of that chole. He'll enjoy seeing you, and you'll be able to daven on his behalf. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, the chiyuv is to do whatever you can. You're not potter from the mitzvah just because they have an aid. No, you're still chayiv in the mitzvah to do everything that you still can do. The same nafkamina would apply in the following case. What if someone lives far away and you're not able to visit them in person? Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim by calling them? Says our Moshe, Yeridei Chelak Aleph, Simen Reish Chav Gimel. Yes, you're chayiv to call the person. That is a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, even if you can't visit them in person. Why? Because you'll still be able to uplift their spirits, and you'll still be able to daven for them. Now, if you can't visit them in person, then you can't take the shortcut. you can't go the easy way out because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah to the greatest degree. However, if you can't visit them in person, you're not completely potter. Rather, you have to do as much as you can. Last interesting nafkamina, should a sone, if you have two people, rachmana litzlan, they don't get along. They have a relationship of hatred, one with another. Should the enemy go and visit the person who's sick? So the Maharil, in Simen Kuv Tzadi Zayin, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Hei Beis in the Ramah, says that yes, the sone should. However, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that if someone is a sone, that person should refrain from doing Bikur Cholim. Why? Well, according to the Maharil, the sone should go because he can still provide for the needs of the chole. He can still daven on behalf of the chole. Will he uplift the spirits of the chole? Maybe not. Or maybe the Maharil would argue that they should have a reconciliation and he should do so in a manner that will uplift the spirits of the chole. The Rama says, no, it's too risky. Too risky. Says the Rama, if you go to visit the chole and instead of bringing him up, you bring him down, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. You've done the opposite. You've caused him tzar. And to refrain from doing the opposite of Bikur Cholim, it's better not to do it at all. So says the Rama. So you see from over there, again, how essential the element of uplifting the spirits of the Chole really is. So much so that if there's a chance you're going to cause tzar, don't do it at all. So today we've explored the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in terms of its source, its categorization and nature as a mitzvah bein adam l'chaver or mitzvah bein adam l'makom, and many of the parameters and scope of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the three elements of providing for physical needs, uplifting the spirits, and davening on behalf of the chole, and the many cases in which maybe some of those elements apply but others don't, and whether the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim still applies. I want to leave off with a short message for this week in particular, something that I'm feeling and something that I saw in the Sfas Emes on the topic of Bikur Cholim. The Sfas Emes notices that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits Avraham Avinu. And the Sfas Emes is bothered. Is it really just that Avraham was in physical pain from his bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him with a respite from that bris? Sfas Emes says, no, there's something deeper going on here. Avraham Avinu was the type of person where his choli was not just a physical pain, but rather an existential, a spiritual pain. Cholas ahava ani, nafshi cholas ahava secha. Avraham Avinu, he yearned, he craved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was in pain when he couldn't experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when his physical pain was getting in the way of him having an authentic and genuine relationship, a closeness with his Creator, so nothing was more painful to him. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevaker es hachole? How does he provide for the needs of the chole? How does he uplift the spirits of the chole? By coming and being present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present with Avraham Avinu. That was the true bikur. Because Avraham's chole was being without Hashem, comes Hashem and is with Avraham Avinu. So Hashem takes us one step further. He says, that's why we don't daven for refuah on Shabbos. That's why we say, Shabbos hi milizo, refuah krovalova. We don't yell out for a refuah on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the day with the Neshama Yesera when we have an embedded closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't need refuah on Shabbos. Shabbos is the refuah. Shabbos is the day when we get to spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we get to fulfill that craving. Nafshi cholas avosecha ko echsof noam Shabbos. How much we crave for Shabbos. Shabbos allows us to spend the day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate refuah, just as we see in Parshas Vayera, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham Avinu. Wish you all a good Shabbos.